This is the Annie Fry Show.
So much fun. But what was really incredible is in every single restaurant of the people willing to talk to us, we could only find one Harris supporter in every restaurant. And we left no stone unturned. I approached every single person.
CBS, Adrian Diaz, she went and was speaking to people in here. This is a big one, Nevada. And they could only find one person who would speak on supporting Harris. Why is that?
They were walking up to people. It wasn't they were just standing there hoping. They were walking up to people and asking them, who do you support? One.
Why would people, is there some sort of contingent of people who doesn't want to admit that they're supporting Kamala Harris?
Yes.
Who?
Americans in swing states. No, I have no idea. I mean, I would hope that, because that is a little surprising. I mean, you go to a, you think you go to somewhere like a restaurant, which is why CBS did it, and you would just find a nice cross section
of
average people and ask them, why do you support whoever, and tell me who you support and why, and they found one. I mean, it could be just totally random, but
there's no reason to not vocal, like, culture shames you when you support Trump.
Right.
It culture doesn't, like, if you say you support Kamala Harris, what's the worst could happen? I'm starting to think people would be like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing, stupid move.
It makes me wonder if there's enough internet videos out there of people being asked, oh, you support Kamala Harris? Tell me why. Because the follow-up is always, tell me why. Now, with CBS, you'd think it'd be pretty friendly territory. You'd be fine getting that question and going with whatever you wanted. But I wonder if there are enough people who know, you know what, I don't like Donald Trump, therefore I'm supporting Kamala Harris. Okay, that's fine. But they, in their heart of hearts, know that they can't really answer that question without trashing Donald Trump.
Right.
So if CBS comes up to you and says, oh, you like Kamala Harris, why do you like Kamala Harris? Maybe they do go right into, because I hate Donald Trump. But the question is still about Harris, though. Like, what is it about her that
you
like?
I don't think that they're worried about. I think the people that vote for Kamala Harris because she's not Donald Trump, because they hate Donald Trump, feel like they're totally justified in that stance, and they would have no qualms about it to say it. They would be like, no, I don't like Donald Trump. Or the other thing that they would say is, hey, I think we should have a woman president, and it's her turn, and, you know, a bunch of empty platitudes, really, you know, emotionally based. You know, we want a woman president, you know, that's an emotional stance.
It's a stupid stance. I mean, but why a woman president?
Yeah. Why not have, like if I were to have somebody that was going to be the first person named Brad to be the president ever.
Mm-hmm. Breaking glass ceilings.
Whatever those ceilings were made out of.
Brad's.
What I would want would be the best possible Brad out there. I want the one that's the smartest. I want him to be the best president that ever was the president.
What if there's a Ryan out there that's better than the best Brad?
Mm. Yeah, I think I'm going for the Ryan, but we know that's not going to happen.
Look, I'm just voting for Midwesterners. And when Tim Walz became the nominee, vice presidential nominee, I was like, ooh, but then again, there's a J.D. Vance out there who's also a Midwesterner. So
what is J.D.'s real name?
Jonathan.
Are you making this crap up?
Yeah, I'm making it up. I was trying to come out with JTT somehow out of
Taylor
J.D.
Taylor Thomas, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do it.
I'm still a fan.
Me too. JTT. Poster on the wall.
You could say it with a speech impediment.
Why?
Modern poster on the wall.
Okay, so I want to play this clip of Charlie Kirk. He just goes places and does things and has real conversations. I mean, of course, it all gets turned into online content, but there's so much that is happening with Charlie Kirk with real people that is very, very impactful, I think, on the overall discussion. There's a guy who walks up to him. This is what happens. He goes to college campuses and he sits there and he talks to people and people challenge him and he has open conversations with him. And, you know, I wonder, does he ever get totally schooled? Because he's not going to turn that into a video. But
there's lots of other people recording. So you'd think.
So if it happens,
it would be out there.
If someone's like, oh, you totally own Charlie Kirk. Like, why haven't we seen that yet? This guy walks up and he says that he is leaning liberal. Let's just listen in.
I'm leaning liberal on a lot of issues and I'm kind of torn on the election.
I want to try to win you over as a liberal for
Donald
Trump.
That's Charlie.
So you're going to give me a chance, okay? I will soon.
All right, okay. There are three things I want you to think about when voting for Trump. Number one, home ownership. I imagine you want to own a home sometime in your life, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, in order to own a home, you would have to make $125,000 a year right now just to be able to get the mortgage. When Trump was president, it was $75,000 a year. Because Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have spent $6 to $7 trillion of unnecessary federal spending, which have inflated asset prices. The border. Under Donald Trump, the southern border was the most secure it was in American history, with border crossings at an all-time low. Under Kamala Harris, 10 million people have come across the southern border into this country. We have no idea who they are. They're coming into our communities. As a liberal, I imagine you don't like war, right? Under Donald Trump, it was the first president in 40 years where we had no new wars. So think about who is endorsing Kamala Harris. Dick Cheney, Leon Panetta, Liz Cheney. These are the warmongers of 20 years ago that got us into these wars. And this is why we're seeing Bobby Kennedy, Elon Musk, Tulsi Gabbard, people that are card-carrying Democrats, vote for Trump, because what's happening at the Democrat Party is it's a party of censorship, it's a party of war, a party of open borders that is against actual traditional liberal values.
I agree.
So which way are you leaning?
Can I get a hat?
That's a good answer.
The boy gets a MAGA hat from Charlie Kirk. It's on the You're Being Brainwashed tour. That's a image that is sitting up there behind Charlie Kirk. And those are three fantastic points. You know, when you really do look at the Republican Party of today, it really very much so reflects the classic liberal party of days gone by. And, you know, when I see people talking about this election coming up and making it be like about gay rights and your ability to be married to your spouse, like the only time I ever hear that as a topic of conversation is from somebody who is incredibly uninformed and really, really hates Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I ask, have you been brainwashed to think that? Do you intellectually know exactly what you're saying, but you're trying to spook people who aren't paying attention? It's like not on the table anywhere at all. Nobody's talking about it. The only LGBTQ issue that's really being discussed as a part of this election is whether or not we should be medically permanently changing the bodies of children. And I, for one, have seen a lot of people in the LGB, maybe add the T, I don't know, I can't speak for them, community saying, don't do this to kids. Like, yeah. What you do when you're an adult... Okay, but do not do this to kids. Like, I feel like if an adult female can go out and get a breast enhancement of great, great proportions, we all are going, that's a little bit of a ridiculous idea. I think you went a little overboard. But you're not, like, fighting for taking away her right to do that. You can have your thoughts and opinions, still, for now at least, in America, but that person's an adult, and they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to medically alter your body, if you want to tattoo yourself from head to toe, if you want to pierce yourself from head to toe as an adult, I am not required to think it's a good idea, that it's attractive, that it's the right thing to do. And you are also not required to care at all what I think about
right.
it.
And you're not entitled to force me to care.
Exactly. However... when it comes to children, there has to be an understanding that you have to protect children from abuse. And this is a complicated discussion to talk about because people, you know, I am hugely an advocate against that phrase of our children. Like, do not come at me and tell me how to raise my children. But there are things that should I do those things to my children that the authorities would get involved. Would the authorities get involved if I said that if I convinced my child that they wanted to be pierced from head to toe, that they wanted to be tattooed mm-hmm. from head to toe, would the authorities get involved at all if I was doing that to my child? I don't know. I would think there'd be questions. I think there'd be a knock yeah. on my door.
Oh, for sure. I think that they, well, I think you would have mandatory reporters, teachers and doctors and whatnot reporting you to DHS or, No, I don't
DCFS.
Know. DCFS.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I think that there are things that we societally, when you have a pretty collective understanding of what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is bad, you look out for one another and you've got a society that is too afraid to stand up and say, this is just wrong. If they become an adult and they want to do whatever they want to do to their body and they're not hurting anyone else, it can be, you can look at it as sad, you can look at it as unfortunate, but you're not going to stop those people from doing that to their own bodies. And before anyone comes at me about like choice and stuff like that, there's a difference between your body and somebody else's body. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, the Republicans are the party of that libertarian value in as much as you possibly can be. Any issue, Republicans are going to say, you go do whatever you want until it affects me or somebody else. And that's where your rights end. The old, you can go around punching all you want. Mm-hmm. Your right to punch stops at my nose.
Yeah.
Like, that is a libertarian argument, and it applies to almost everything you can think of, except in the areas of children, where Republicans say, we have a responsibility to protect people who don't have the full rights of an adult yet. And in the case of cannabis, you find that there's a little bit of a murky, you know, there are actually a lot of Republicans on the libertarian side of that. There are a lot of Democrats on the libertarian side of that. But that's a murky issue in the sense that the smoke, is that affecting you? Is that affecting me? You know, that's where that argument kind of lives, that you have the right to go do that, especially now you do more than ever. But is what you're doing affecting other people? That's where people are going, I don't know yet. It hasn't been enough time yet for us to see how that affects other people yet.
Oh, we got a commenter here. It says sex change surgery on children is rare.
It should be non-existent.
I wonder what the percentage of sex change surgery on children, I wonder when it becomes outside of this commenter's concern for being rare. Because, you know, of all the children in the country, what percentage of them are getting sex changes? Of all the children in the country, what percentage of them are becoming school shooters? Because if you were to say, you know, it's incredibly rare for a child to engage in a school shooting. Is one too many? Because it is, obviously. What an ignorant comment.
Well, the other side of that is, too, that's a very carefully chosen phraseology.
Yes,
sex change in children.
Yeah.
Sex change surgeries. What about chemical treatments?
Castration.
We're going to talk about, like, what do they call them? Puberty blockers or whatever. You are going to create permanent issues for those children by even, quote unquote, putting their puberty on pause with chemicals.
Yeah. I'd like to ask that commenter to tell us how many sex change surgeries on children are you okay with? And would you encourage that society accepts? How many children should be able to be medically altered for the rest of their life, not be able to procreate because they decided they wanted something at a very young age? Because we do this at an incredible young age. Wendy comments, Dems used to say that abortion was rare too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good point. It aggravates me to no end because it's an obvious thing. It is an obvious thing to say. And Joe Rogan said this very well on his podcast. I don't remember who he was talking to when he was interviewing him. But he was articulating that if your child was, I'm going to use their language, assigned male at birth and has decided that they are female. If they've made that decision, if they are female, why do you have to medically change who they are in order to affirm the fact that they are female? If they are born, if they are assigned male at birth, their terminology, if they're assigned male at birth and they grow up and they're 8 years old and they know that they're female, why do you have to go through all of these life-changing, permanent changes to their body? If they know they're female and they want to wear a dress or they want to wear pink or they want to play with a doll or whatever these air quote female things are, why would you have to change their bodies for the rest of their life at 8 to affirm that they're female if they already know it? It's a fairly good point.
My body doesn't match my feelings. My feelings are female. What does that mean? And also, do you as a child have the capability of making that choice for yourself for the rest of your life based on something that we don't even know what you're talking about?
Conceptually, you can't even process that sort of thought. Like, your brain isn't developed to that point anymore. And here's one other thing. You're talking about a matter of perspective. Ryan, you and I are both men. We both identify as men.
You more than me.
Maybe.
That's
you said
true.
It,
I
not
can,
me.
Can confirm.
I will take that win. But we can't know how each other feels, and do we have the same feelings, emotions, or whatever. How can you even say, well, I don't feel like a man. Because your only experience is whatever it is you've been feeling.
Yeah, how do you... That's a tough argument for an adult to make, let alone a kid. To say, well, I feel like a woman or I feel like a man. Well, what does that mean? There's no objectivity. It means do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Just don't affect children when they...
Permanently.
Permanently. Yes. When they don't know, you know, everybody was a kid. Everybody knows you go through these hard things. I got a skater cut. That was my rebellion. Don't change your genitals.
It wasn't permanent.
Yes.
I just think it's so important to understand that the line that many on the right, and honestly, many on the left, are not willing to cross is the permanent transformation of a child. It's not, you know, there are lots of conversations that can be had about any affirmative behavior, mm-hmm. but we live in a society, a free society, where, you know, culture is going to tug of war back and forth on these issues. And how much should one ideology infiltrate the lives lived by other people? I think what we're just saying is, I think where it becomes a greater societal issue is when children are being permanently altered.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, ideology, freedoms, and all of that type of stuff, that's up for discussion. And, you know, people who can have the conversations about what they think is right, what they think is wrong. But your ability to go in and tell someone else how to live their life, and their ability to come tell me or how to parent my children or how to live our lives. I think that the key here is that you just draw the line when it comes to the permanent medical alteration of a child's body. I don't know why that's difficult. And I don't know why if you think that it's just happening to a few people, how that would, I mean, it's quite a statement. It's quite an admission, if you ask me. The YouTube live chat poll for today got votes coming in about Ryan Routh, the second attempted shooter of President Donald Trump. Did Ryan Routh act on his own accord? Yes, he's a lone wolf, or no, you're going to call him a conspirator. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Just type in Annie Fry on YouTube. You'll see we're broadcasting live there. And in the live chat portion of that broadcast, you will see the poll. It'll pop up there. Encourage you to vote and leave a comment if you so choose. Let's have a little fun when we come back here on the Annie Fry Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I think we've done okay so far. A few bumps in the road here.
Yeah, a few here and there.
Mostly Ryan.
Yeah, I blame him.
I think you guys have done like 95% well.
That's an A.
Yeah.
What about you?
Like 85.
I don't feel emotionally support by my Midwesterner.
And that's on a curve.
Yeah, I think it's because I just feel cramped over here and I don't look great on camera. If I looked great on camera, 95.
Why don't you think you look great on camera?
It's just from a weird angle. My beard looks extra gray.
No, that's right.
Oh, that's my actual beard?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ryan.
See, you guys must do a filter in the
other. Just call that wisdom.
Okay.
Embrace it.
All right. A lot of women think it's called money.
Then I got 100 today.
Even better.
It doesn't mean it is. YouTube live chat poll for today. Did Ryan Routh act on his own accord? That's the shooter in Palm Beach. Do you think he was acting on his own? Yes. He's a lone wolf, or no, he was a conspirator. I'm going to peek at the results here. Right? Whoa. Get in there and vote, folks. We'll give those results in 24 minutes from now-ish. Depends on the clock you look at.
Yeah, no kidding.
If you tune in 25 minutes, you're going to be sorely disappointed.
Yeah, you're going to be so late. So get in there and vote. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Also, a reminder, you can stream us on the Audacy app anywhere you go. Audacy. You download that app and find 97.1 FM Talk. And you can take us with you crystal clear wherever you go in the whole world. We're happy to come along with you like a stalker. Speaking of, Ryan, you have a story?
It's a big breath.
You're really good at that.
Which part?
Because it doesn't give me a chance to respond. I'm just supposed to go right into the story, which I'm going to do.
But that's not what you did.
No,
so you do
I
have
am,
choices here.
No, there is no choice. So
you
could
have spent that time doing other things.
We all know that I am against wasting time. So I'm going to go right into this story. It is about things that you can buy the off-brand of that are just as good as buying the brand name. And I want to see if you agree.
Are these things?
Wiggins story.
Do you use any of these things?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're off to a good start.
We're going to start with toilet paper.
Okay.
I do use that. And this says...
The off-brand or just toilet paper?
I don't
think
actually,
you can... the off-brand. Yeah, I will endorse using the off-brand of toilet paper because while I do understand why people buy the nice stuff, I don't think you need it. And that's what the article is saying, too.
Says the dude.
Yeah. Now, is that a guy thing?
Yeah, I think it's a completely different experience for us, yes. I can't confirm that because I've never been a girl, but I would think that it would be.
Care to comment?
I can't believe we're having this conversation on the air. KMOX is right out there.
I know. It feels much more intimidating.
Very legacy professional organization.
Wonder where we're going to have to broadcast from tomorrow.
Probably the unemployment office.
How about coffee pods?
They're saying you can buy
any? They're saying don't worry about coffee pods. You can get them. Then they're all going
to
be about
the same. Go back to the toilet paper. Are we going to get told that off-brand to buy?
No. I mean, they're suggesting.
They're saying that you can buy any off-brand toilet paper?
Mm-hmm. I think that's fake news.
Heck
I think
no.
That's fake news.
No, you guys know because you've been to Disney World with me.
Yes.
That we will get our own toilet paper.
Well, let's just establish that one ply is not acceptable.
But that's what a lot of off-brand cheap stuff will be.
Yes, it is.
So you can't just do that.
But there's a gradient.
You've got to use. What?
The TP gradient is that you can buy the really expensive stuff, or you can buy the kind of expensive stuff. You can go right down the middle. You can get the one ply that is
supposed to go right down
worst.
The middle. That's exactly how it works.
You can get the worst possible, or you can get the stuff that's like just a step up. It's still two ply. That's where I live right there, is I still want two ply. Because you're just going to end up folding the one
Which
ply
Which one
up.
Of your wives should I ask
the
if
main
you
one.
Were doing an
The main one.
Which one is that?
The in-town one.
Yeah. Okay.
Ask that one.
No. If you buy, it's the same thing with paper towels. And if this list says paper towels, then it's trash.
It does not say paper towels.
If you buy lame paper towels, you use twice as much.
Yeah.
And maybe save 25%. That's not a win.
Mm-mm.
No. I will be a diva about my toilet paper.
Coffee pods.
Don't buy them.
Do you have a Keurig?
No.
We're getting one here at work, apparently.
We've got one here at work.
Oh, do we
It's
now?
Already installed.
I haven't used it yet, but it says that the coffee pods that you're buying, I don't use these, so I don't know as much, but that you can get the cheap ones. I don't know.
This is my coffee pot. I go to Scooters every day.
Scooters. I like Scooters. I don't use, I guess that's probably why I don't use coffee pods.
Are you saying pots or pods?
Pods.
Pod.
Okay.
Aren't they supposed to be like the worst thing that's ever happened to the environment?
I have no idea
why. The inventor of them has regretted
because
making
of all the little
them.
Plastic
the
pods.
The massive amount of waste that it has created.
Really?
Versus just taking a scoop out of a container and putting it in your coffee pot.
Well, I know how to fix that. You just charge people 10 cents for a bag.
I don't think that helps. I don't think that's related.
Oh, you're using a plastic bag? 10 cents. Look, we just saved the environment. Thank me later, turtles.
That's not what I thought you were going to say. They're going back to the first story.
All right. Next one is disinfectant wipes. It says it doesn't matter whether you buy the brand name or the off-brand. They're just about all the same.
I might buy that.
Yeah.
Like we're talking like a Clorox wipe.
Yeah, the only difference I could see would be like the quality, like does it tear apart really easy?
Do you remember life before Clorox wipes?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
They're super handy.
Yeah, life before Clorox wipes and life before hand sanitizer in little pods that your mom can put in her purse.
Your mom?
Your mom? This sounds like you don't remember.
I don't carry this around. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, think about that.
It would have sounded weird if I would have said wife.
No,
it would have sounded
normal.
Weird if you said your purse. That's the only weird that you have here. It was weirder that you, a 41-year-old man, was like that your mom.
You just have a little hand sanitizer in the little carrying cases.
Is there a mom here?
In your
hands
man
are
bag.
Dirty. I need a mom. But I mean, to think about like simple conveniences that have developed in our lifetime that we are old enough to be like, nobody thought, baby wipes. People have been using baby wipes for however long. But to put like bleach in them or whatever the cleaner is and to use them to clean surfaces, is that better than, first of all, do either of you clean? Honest question.
Yeah, a little bit.
I organize more than I clean. You know, if there's a lot
of
stuff.
I usually do dusting and vacuuming if I do anything.
Does that mean tidying?
Yes.
You tidy?
I don't clean the surfaces of the counters.
I consider there to be a difference between who tidies and who cleans. I love cleaning. I despise tidying.
Yeah, I like tidying. And I hate
cleaning. Come over to my house. I've got stuff for you to do.
Why don't you come over to my house instead?
I don't want to. That's why. But you said you will clean.
I will clean. Usually, whenever I get really invested in cleaning, it's I'll clean out my truck or my wife's car or something like that with the vacuum and the wipes.
What about your mom's car?
If she asks me to, I'll do it.
That's so sweet.
She has hand sanitizer.
Yes.
You wouldn't
in
even
her
need
purse.
Gloves.
Yeah, I just when I'm done, she gives me a little dab and I'm good. A
little dab will do you. All right, how about baby goods?
Generic?
Yeah, there's no real particular thing here, but they do mention diapers.
We have a diaper drive coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
The 25th.
At the Ruler Foods in St. Charles.
In St. Charles,
on
yeah.
West Clay Street.
Yes.
We'll be broadcasting out there.
Yeah,
and is Princess Storm broadcasting
yeah, and
after us?
She'll broadcast right after us.
So we need a big showing.
Yeah.
We need a lot of diapers. So West Clay Street next Wednesday, so a week from tomorrow. Please, please, please come out and get diapers. It doesn't matter what brand you bring. Our family's always purchased Loves. I have gotten diapers from, I don't know how many people know this, but Pampers diapers are the same company,
okay.
Procter & Gamble. Loves and Pampers are basically the same. But I'm not opposed to an off-brand diaper, but the consequence, like what happens when you find out that it is not good, is too big of a risk. Once you find one that works, you just stick mm-hmm. with it, because either you're having leaks or blowouts, or the worst of the worst is like rash where it's hurting
oh, no.
your baby's bottom. And it's just like, if you got something that works, you don't depart. Is that your experience of that, Ryan?
Yeah, you had to find the ones that worked.
Which ones do you use?
For myself now?
Yeah.
It depends. But yeah, you had to find the right ones, because especially when we had twins, we were like, uh-oh, this isn't working for one. It's probably not going to work for the other.
Yeah.
Someone go stop this right now, because it was double the pee.
What does it tell you that you can use generic for babies?
I think it's talking more about... It does mention diapers specifically, saying that you can expect to pay 30 cents more per diaper for well-known packages versus the generic ones. But I think it's just generally saying that you could get away with doing baby food, that baby goods, you know, like the changing table and the other stuff, that you don't have to get the high-end stuff because you're going to go through it so quickly.
Well, all that stuff I always bought secondhand.
Yeah,
yard sales and clothes at yard sales. For sure.
Tell you what, we had a nice big shower when we had twins, because everybody knew you're going to need a lot of stuff. So we had a lot of stuff.
Last one.
Medications and supplements.
I buy generic Excedrin mm-hmm. and ibuprofen and Tylenol all the time.
Yeah, even my prescription meds that I have to take, we get generic if it's available. That none of
significantly cheaper.
Yes, and none of them. I have never had an experience with any of my prescription medications where I need to get the name brand.
Mm-hmm.
I know for some people they do, but I have not had that experience.
As long as it has the same active ingredient, mm-hmm. I'm always about the generic, whichever one's cheaper. The only one I've heard, and I've had multiple doctors say this about vitamins, say, no, you want to get better vitamins, because if you don't, you get the cheap stuff, it's just going to go right through you. It's like, why'd you even take it? Never really confirmed that or not, but I have heard that a couple times about vitamins.
Well, let's take a quick break here. When we come back, there is another huge story mounting here, maybe earth-changing. I'll give you that headline and details when we come back. Don't go away. Vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Let us know if you think Ryan Routh acted on his own accord or if he's a conspirator. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Stream us on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I have really bad news. Have you seen the headline, the news alert that's come across
no.
you lately?
No.
Have you?
No.
The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, also known as NASA. I've never
oh, no.
is monitoring a massive asteroid that is expected to come close to Earth on Tuesday night.
That's tonight.
The rocky object, which has been named 2024 ON, I don't know. Has a diameter of 950 feet, according to NASA's Asteroid Watch dashboard. NASA has deemed the asteroid, quote, stadium-sized, and reported it would be 621,000 miles from Earth on Tuesday night, which is considered relatively close. Although the asteroid will be close enough to Earth to be deemed a potentially hazard object, it is, and I'm reading directly from Fox News here, unlikely.
Oh my gosh.
That Earth will be impacted.
It'll be fine. Elon Musk is working on something right now. I'm sure of it.
Earth's bigger. We'll just punch it.
Oh my
we'll
God.
Survive.
Are you four? a four-year-old response.
I mean, yeah, it'll hit us.
Can't we just punch it? The asteroid is one of five that will pass by Earth over the next 2 days, but the other rocky objects will not come nearly as close. As this one, the four asteroids will be between 1.1 and 3.9 million feet. Feet! Away from Earth. And three of the asteroids measure roughly 51 feet in diameter, which is the size of a house.
I'm just glad they're using feet, not stupid metric.
This is America,
yeah,
bro.
It's Fox News, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, everything in space is measured by we've been to the moon.
What does that mean?
It means that there's only one country that's been to the moon.
Maybe.
Darn right.
Are you one of those?
I'm just saying they exist. I want everybody to feel welcome here.
And journeys to the moon.
The YouTube live chat poll, did Ryan Routh act on his own accord? Yes, he's a lone wolf, or no, he's a conspirator. Your answer to this, Brad?
I said yes.
He's a lone wolf?
No. I'm sorry, no.
Reverse.
He's a conspirator. He's one of a group, because I just don't know how.
What kind of conspiracy... In your mind, what are the possibilities of conspiracy that are brewing?
Well, I'm not in the mindset of an inside job. I don't think the Secret Service necessarily tipped. I mean, I thought it was a fun theory that the Secret Service tipped him off so they could stop him so that they could look good. But I think that there is a cabal of people out there who would like to see Donald Trump dead. And they're powerful people, and they will identify people who are not mentally stable. And I don't know if you guys got a chance to see his social media profile, or what was allegedly his social media profile before they blocked it off. This dude was not normal. He wasn't right. He was off. And people that are off center are easily able to be knocked into doing stupid things. And I think that he was a conspirator, but a pawn in that conspiracy.
So you're a no, he's a conspirator. He did not act alone.
Yeah. Correct.
Ryan?
I am, yes, lone wolf. At this point, and I could be persuaded otherwise. I think the questions about how did he know Trump
it's
was playing...
It's more risky to say that he's a conspirator.
Yeah, it is.
It is, which I guess makes Brad very brave. But I am not going to take the brave route until I see some evidence.
I'm not
going to
take the brave route.
I could be persuaded...
You keep it in a box.
...tomorrow. You know, I could... By the answer of one or two more questions. Here's what I really like that DeSantis is doing. He's trying to keep that case local at the state level, because people are saying that he's afraid, and I don't know if this is his motivation, but that he's afraid that once it gets to the federal level, it's just going to get buried. And I love that he is saying, no, why don't you let us try him with murder, because we have the ability to do that here in Florida. And he's saying the federal government does not have the ability to do that, and that they can do it, and that they can keep the case right there at the state level. I would love to see that.
A murder or attempted murder?
Attempted murder.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why, but Annie was just recording me with her phone.
This has been my view. I'll show it to you on camera. The whole day I'm looking at Ryan. He's got this hat on, and I can't even see the bottom of his nose.
It's like
I
Wilson.
Just see this slit of eyes staring back at me, and it's hard not to take this guy seriously. Yeah.
It's like the radio version of Wilson.
But when you can just see my eyes, you can see the passion and the ferocity.
You look like you have to go to the bathroom.
What I have to say. Do I really?
Yeah, like you're using the wrong toilet paper.
What? Oh, no.
Yeah, like the cheap stuff.
I didn't know that my eyes said that all the time.
Are things starting to make more sense in your life?
A lot of shame
things
in those
are starting
eyes.
To flow.
Wait, okay, so we're in this new studio, and we're in a new studio for... The hope is that we'll be in our spruced up studio on Friday. And when I say spruced up, it's like tech stuff. They're not putting like a Ferris wheel in there yet, but we're asking. So we're much closer to each other than we traditionally are.
You okay with that? Hanging in there?
The show's almost over. We made it this far. But... There are things that we do during a show. If you watch the show on our YouTube channel, you'll see us do this sometimes. But like, I'm waving things off, and Brad is giving me signals, and I'm pointing at him, and he's pointing at me, and I'm telling him to turn my computer off so I can load. There's just a lot going on, and it looks like we're trying to land a plane on a regular basis. Ryan and I don't have to speak to each other in hand motions very often. But no. I'm pretty sure we're batting 1,000 for every hand motion I've given Ryan today that he's done the exact opposite yeah. of what I was trying to communicate to him.
There needs to be a key up on the wall.
We're going to have to, yeah, like a stick figure.
Look, there's one example. One time in particular, if you're watching the camera, I'll do it.
Hand over hand.
Annie was going like this.
We're having tech issues. So there are I can't just be...
Can't throw to me.
A talking show. Brad's trying to keep the ship afloat. And Ryan?
I'm listening.
Yeah, I know.
To you. That I'm sometimes not seeing you. But but she's going like this, which is like a signal that could mean two things.
What?
Wrap up or keep going.
No, that doesn't
matter. No, it can only mean one thing.
The problem is that they're the exact opposite things.
All right, here's what I want you to do. You're listening to the radio right now. I need you to do this with your hand. Take your right hand and put it as if, you remember, was it Evie from, not Small Wonder, what was the other one? Where she put her fingers together to stop time.
Oh, Vicky.
No.
Yeah. Oh, the Evie is.
Evie is the one who does the fingers.
Out of this world.
Out of this world. Yeah. Okay. So Evie, you know, she'd put her fingers together. So that's the way you have your hand. Then move it forward in a rolling motion. Which means keep going.
Now cockeye it a little bit.
Uh-uh.
And now put your hand straight in the air and go like this. And like you're making a tornado motion.
Yes, that means wrap up.
That means wrap up.
That's universal radio
for wrap
up. What
if it was kind of cockeyed like you were doing a halfway like this?
It has been wrap up my whole career.
Maybe your head was cockeyed and you saw it wrong.
I don't think so.
I was telling you to go like this.
You were like this with one. I can only see one hand, keep in mind.
It doesn't matter.
So if you're going like this.
It means the same thing.
That could be a lazy wrap up.
Anyway,
instead of that.
I needed Ryan to keep talking, and as soon as I did that, he just stopped. he was done.
Mid-word.
So by the end of these 3 days in this extra side studio that we're in, we're gonna get the sign language down, or at least we're gonna try. And if we don't, I think Ryan is being deliberate. That's my theory.
YouTube live chat poll.
Did Ryan Routh act on his own accord? We have 324 votes today, so thank you everybody who came out and voted. Over 300 votes is fantastic. Calling him a conspirator, saying that Ryan Routh is involved in something bigger than just himself, 72% said they think he's a conspirator. 28% agree with Ryan that he is a lone wolf. And I think a lot of that 28% is probably also sitting, waiting for more information before they're willing to fully commit to the other category. But I gotta say, I think I might be in the conspirator account as well. Thank you for listening. Stick around. Mark Reardon taking over here on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, 97.1 FM Talk.
I organize more than I clean. You know, if there's a lot of stuff.
I usually do dusting and vacuuming if I do anything.
Does that mean tidying?
Yes.
You tidy?
I don't clean the surfaces of the counters.
I consider there to be a difference between who tidies and who cleans. I love cleaning. I despise tidying.
Yeah, I like tidying. I hate cleaning.
Come over to my house. I've got stuff for you to do.
Why don't you come over to my house instead?
I don't want to. That's why. But you said you will clean.
I will clean. Usually, whenever I get really invested in cleaning, I'll clean out my truck or my wife's car or something like that with the vacuum and the wipes.
What about your mom's car?
If she asks me to, I'll do it.
That's so sweet.
She has hand sanitizer.
Yes.
You wouldn't even need gloves.
Yeah, when I'm done, she gives me a little dab and I'm good.
A little dab will do you. All right, how about baby goods?
Generic?
Yeah, there's no real particular thing here, but they do mention diapers.
We have a diaper drive coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
The 25th.
At the Ruler Foods in St. Charles.
In St. Charles,
on
yeah.
On West Clay Street.
Yes.
We'll be broadcasting out there.
Yeah,
and is Princess Storm broadcasting after us?
She'll broadcast right after us.
So we need a big showing.
Yeah.
We need a lot of diapers. So West Clay Street next Wednesday, so a week from tomorrow. Please, please, please come out and get diapers. It doesn't matter what brand you bring. Our family's always purchased Loves. I have gotten diapers from, I don't know how many people know this, but Pampers diapers are the same company,
okay.
Procter & Gamble. Loves and Pampers are basically the same. But I'm not opposed to an off-brand diaper, but the consequence, like what happens when you find out that it is not good, is too big of a risk. Once you find one that works, you just stick mm-hmm. with it, because either you're having leaks or blowouts, or the worst of the worst is like rash where it's hurting your baby's bottom. And it's just like, if you got something that works, you don't depart. Is that your experience of that, Ryan?
Yeah, you had to find the ones that worked.
Which ones do you use?
For myself now? Yeah. It depends. But yeah, you had to find the right ones because especially when we had twins, we were like, uh-oh, this isn't working for one. It's probably not going to work for the other. Yeah. Someone go stop this right now because it was double the pee.
What does it tell you that you can use generic for babies?
I think it's talking more about... It does mention diapers specifically, saying that you can expect to pay 30 cents more per diaper for well-known packages versus the generic ones. But I think it's just generally saying that you could get away with doing baby food, that baby goods, you know, like the changing table and the other stuff, that you don't have to get the high-end stuff because you're going to go through it so quickly.
Well, all that stuff I always bought secondhand.
Yeah,
yard sales and clothes at yard sales. Sure.
Tell you what, we had a nice big shower when we had twins because everybody knew you're going to need a lot of stuff. So we had a lot of stuff.
Last one.
Medications and supplements.
I buy generic Excedrin and ibuprofen and Tylenol all the time.
Yeah, even my prescription meds that I have to take, we get generic if it's available.
Significantly cheaper.
Yes, and none of them, I have never had an experience with any of my prescription medications where I need to get the name brand. I know for some people they do, but I have not had that experience.
As long as it has the same active ingredient, I'm always about the generic, whichever one's cheaper. The only one I've heard, and I've had multiple doctors say this about vitamins, say, no, you want to get better vitamins because if you don't, you get the cheap stuff, it's just going to go right through you. It's like, why'd you even take it? Never really confirmed that or not, but I have heard that a couple times about vitamins.
Well, let's take a quick break here. When we come back, there is another huge story mounting here, maybe earth-changing. I'll give you that headline and details when we come back. Don't go away. Vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Let us know if you think Ryan Routh acted on his own accord or if he's a conspirator. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Stream us on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I have really bad news. Have you seen the headline, the news alert that's come across you lately? Have you?
No.
The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, also known as NASA, is monitoring a massive asteroid that is expected to come close to Earth on Tuesday night.
That's tonight.
The rocky object, which has been named 2024 ON, I don't know, has a diameter of 950 feet, according to NASA's Asteroid Watch dashboard. NASA has deemed the asteroid, quote, stadium-sized, and reported it would be 621,000 miles from Earth on Tuesday night, which is considered relatively close. Although the asteroid will be close enough to Earth to be deemed a potentially hazard object, it is, and I'm reading directly from Fox News here, unlikely.
Oh my gosh.
That Earth will be impacted.
It'll be fine. Elon Musk is working on something right now. I'm sure of it.
Earth's bigger. We'll just punch it.
Oh my
we'll
God.
Survive.
Are you four? This is a four-year-old response.
I mean, yeah, it'll hit us.
We just punch it? The asteroid is one of five that will pass by Earth over the next 2 days, but the other rocky objects will not come nearly as close as this one. The four asteroids will be between 1.1 and 3.9 million feet. Feet away from Earth. And three of the asteroids measure roughly 51 feet in diameter, which is the size of a house.
I'm just glad they're using feet, not stupid metric.
This is America.
Yeah.
Bro.
It's Fox News, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, everything in space is measured by we've been to the moon.
What does that mean?
It means that there's only one country that's been to the moon.
Maybe.
Darn right.
Are you one of those?
I'm just saying they exist. I want everybody to feel welcome here.
And journeys to the moon.
The YouTube live chat poll, did Ryan Routh act on his own accord? Yes, he's a lone wolf, or no, he's a conspirator. Your answer to this, Brad?
I said yes.
He's a lone wolf?
No. I'm sorry, no.
Reverse.
He's a conspirator. He's one of a group, because I just don't know how.
What kind of conspiracy... In your mind, what are the possibilities of conspiracy that are brewing?
Well, I'm not in the mindset of an inside job. I don't think the Secret Service necessarily tipped. I mean, I thought it was a fun theory that the Secret Service tipped him off so they could stop him so that they could look good. But I think that there is a cabal of people out there who would like to see Donald Trump dead. And they're powerful people. And they will identify people who are not mentally stable. And I don't know if you guys got a chance to see his social media profile or what was allegedly his social media profile before they blocked it off. This dude was not normal. He wasn't right. He was off. And people that are off center are easily able to be knocked into doing stupid things. And I think that he was a conspirator, but a pawn in that conspiracy.
So you're a no, he's a conspirator. He did not act alone.
Yeah. Correct.
Ryan?
I am, yes, lone wolf. At this point, and I could be persuaded otherwise. I think the questions about how did he know Trump
it's
was playing...
It's more risky to say that he's a conspirator.
Yeah, it is.
It is, which I guess makes Brad very brave. But I am not going to take the brave route until I see some evidence.
Not going to take the brave route.
I could be persuaded...
You keep it in a box.
...tomorrow. You know, I could... By the answer of one or two more questions. Here's what I really like that DeSantis is doing. He's trying to keep that case local at mm-hmm. the state level because people are saying that he's afraid, and I don't know if this is his motivation, but that he's afraid that once it gets to the federal level, it's just going to get buried. And I love that he is saying, no, why don't you let us try him with murder, because we have the ability to do that here in Florida, and he's saying the federal government does not have the ability to do that, and that they can do it, and that they can keep the case right there at the state level. I would love to see that.
A murder or attempted murder?
Attempted murder.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why, but Annie was just recording me with her phone.
This has been my view. I'll show it to you on camera. The whole day I'm looking at Ryan.
It's just
he's got this hat on, and I can't even see the bottom of his nose.
It's like
I
Wilson.
Just see this slit of eyes staring back at me, and it's hard enough to take this guy seriously. Yeah.
It's like the radio version of Wilson.
But when you can just see my eyes, you can see the passion and the ferocity.
You look like you have to go to the bathroom.
What I have to say. Do I really?
Yeah, like you're using the wrong toilet paper.
What? Oh, no.
Yeah, like the cheap stuff.
I didn't know that my eyes said that all the time.
Are things starting to make more sense in your life?
A lot of shame
things
in those
are starting
eyes.
To flow.
Wait, okay, so we're in this new studio, and we're in a new studio for... The hope is that we'll be in our spruced up studio on Friday. And when I say spruced up, it's like tech stuff. They're not putting like a Ferris wheel in there yet, but we're asking. So we're much closer to each other than we traditionally are.
You okay with that? Mm. Hanging in there?
Mm. The show's almost over. We made it this far. But... there are things that we do during a show. If you watch the show on our YouTube channel, you'll see us do this sometimes. But like, I'm waving things off, and Brad is giving me signals, and I'm pointing at him, and he's pointing at me, and I'm telling him to turn my computer off so I can load. There's just a lot going on, and it looks like we're trying to land a plane on a regular basis. Ryan and I don't have to speak to each other in hand motions very often. But no. I'm pretty sure we're batting 1,000 for every hand motion I've given Ryan today, that he's done the exact opposite yeah. of what I was trying to communicate to him.
There needs to be a key up on the wall.
We're going to have to, yeah, like a stick figure.
Look, there's one example. One time in particular, if you're watching the camera, we'll do it.
Hand over hand.
Annie was going like this.
We're having tech issues. So there are I can't just be...
Can't
doing
throw to me.
A talking show. Brad's trying to keep the ship afloat. And Ryan...
I'm listening.
Yeah, I know.
To you. I'm sometimes not seeing you, but she's going like this, which is like a signal that could mean two things.
What?
Wrap up or keep going.
No, that doesn't
matter. No, it can only mean one thing.
The problem is that they're the exact opposite things.
All right, here's what I want you to do. You're listening to the radio right now. I need you to do this with your hand. Take your right hand and put it as if, you remember, was it Evie from, not Small Wonder, what was the other one? Where she put her fingers together to stop time.
Oh, Vicky.
No.
Yeah. Oh, the Evie is.
Evie is the one who does the fingers.
Out of this world.
Out of this world. Yeah. Okay. So Evie, you know, she'd put her fingers together. So that's the way you have your hand. Then move it forward in a rolling motion, which means keep going.
Now cockeye it a little bit.
Uh-uh.
And now put your hand straight in the air and go
yes.
like this. And
yes.
like you're making a tornado motion.
Yes, that means
that
wrap
means
up.
That means wrap up.
That's universal radio
what
for
wrap. What if it was kind of cockeyed like you were doing a halfway
it has
like
been
this?
Wrap up my whole career.
Maybe your head was cockeyed and you saw it wrong.
I don't think so.
I think telling you to go like this.
You were like this with one. I can only see
forward.
One hand, keep in mind.
It doesn't matter.
So if you're going like this.
It means the same thing.
That could be a lazy wrap up.
Anyway,
instead of that.
I needed Ryan to keep talking, And as soon as I did that, he just stopped. he was done.
Mid-word.
So by the end of these 3 days in this extra side studio that we're in, we're gonna get the sign language down. Or at least we're going to try. And if we don't, I think Ryan is being deliberate. That's my theory.
YouTube live chat poll.
Did Ryan Routh act on his own accord? We have 324 votes today. So thank you, everybody who came out and voted. Over 300 votes is fantastic. Calling him a conspirator, saying that Ryan Routh is involved in something bigger than just himself, 72% said they think he's a conspirator. 28% agree with Ryan that he is a lone wolf. And I think a lot of that 28% is probably also sitting, waiting for more information before they're willing to fully commit to the other category. But I gotta say, I think I might be in the conspirator account as well. Thank you for listening. Stick around. Mark Reardon taking over here on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, 97.1 FM Talk.